And he says somewhere that if you've got an acquaintance with the basic practices of Buddhism, you already know enough to take you most of the way down the path. Right, an acquaintance with the basics is all you need. Actually, I hope I've not pandered too much to our thirst for novelty by bringing in the Tathagatagarbha Sutra. Actually, all you needed really was the mindfulness of breathing and the metta bhavana. And this is just a skillful means. I came across a wee extract somewhere. Bhante was saying that you have to think of the path. You're practicing a path. But most of the formulations of the path, he says, don't always seem to square with our experience. And the path, he said, could be expressed in five essential elements. I'm going to go here from the sublime to the completely workaday. The five elements of the path, Bhante suggests, are that you keep up an effort to be mindful, that you remain in as positive a mental state as you can, that you don't lose sight of what's ultimately most deeply important to you, that you start to apply that to every aspect of your life, and that having done all that, you do what you can to help other people. And he goes on, he says, if you do those five things, you don't have to worry about where you are on the path. Right? All you have to do is to be aware of where you are and intensifying your effort in those five directions. Now, it sounds completely simple, and it's back to this old adage again of it works when we apply it. This sort of, again, from the Zen tradition, this lovely wee phrase of Buddhism is selling water by the river. Right, we're surrounded by water and we're thirsty. So the Dharma says, yeah, okay, fine, we'll sell you a glass of water. We're surrounded by practice. And if we choose to engage with them, it's not rocket science what we have to do to set in motion this deepening spiritual experience.